Okay, so we're recording now, okay? And here we go. Would you begin by telling me about when you first met Michael Shine?
When I first met Michael Shine, I had an accident in work, and I had to go to the Lord's Hospital, and I get stitches over my right eye. I had a fall. And I went to a solicitor, and he sent me to Michael Shine in his private practice on a Saturday morning at 10 o'clock in June. I went into Michael Shine, I rang the doorbell, and he came. He opened the door. "Hello, come in," he said. He said, "Take off your coat." I was standing in front of him, and he examined my eye, and he said, "Yeah, I see that. It's healing very nice." He said, "It's okay. You're fit, lad. Do you play much sport?" "I do," I say. "I play a lot of football, and I'm really fairly fit." "Go over there and lie on the bench," he said. "I'm going to give you an examination." I went over and I lay on the bench, and he came around behind me, and he felt my eye, and he felt my glands, and then he put his hands on my chest. Then he went down and touched my legs. He said to me, "Open your pants," he said. I said, "Doctor, I'm here with my eye. I'm going to give you a full examination," he said. I opened my pants, he slid his hand down, and he started touching me private parts. And I said, "Doctor," he said, "are you cold or are you nervous?" I said, "Both." With that, he disappeared for a few seconds. I could hear him warming his hands at a heater. He came back round again, put his hands back down my pants and started touching me private parts. I said, "Doctor, this is wrong." I looked up at him and he had his eyes shut. He was seemed to be in a different place, in space. Then the doorbell started ringing. "Doctor," I said, "the doorbell's ringing, there's someone at the door." He ignored me for a few seconds, and with that, he just opened his eyes and went round to the door. With that, I jumped off the bed, grabbed me coat, and pushed me way by him in the hall where he was letting someone else in, and out the door with me. I was shaking, I was fuming, I didn't know what was after happening.
What year was that?
1987.
And how old were you then?
22.
Okay. And you'd been sexually assaulted?
Yeah.
Okay.
He masturbated me for, I'd say, a minute or two, twice.
Mm, okay. A dreadful experience, no doubt, and upsetting even to hear you recall it, but you remember it very vividly, although it was a very long time ago. But it's a memory that stayed with you, and you went abroad.
I went abroad then and put it behind me and said, "Move on, you have to, you can't let this thing bottle up with you inside." I said to me, the solicitor at the time, what happened, and he said to me, "If you got a penny for every time someone came in with that allegation, you'd be a rich man." He laughed at me and said, "Leave it, put it behind you, move on," he said. So I did. That was 1987. Yeah, I moved abroad and you had to move on. I came home then, I was in London. And I came home then in 2003, as my mum wasn't well, she got sick. And I thought I was coming home for a few weeks till she got better, but unfortunately, she didn't get better. I ended up living with her in the house for 9 months. She was terminally ill then.
Hmm.
But in the meantime, I'd seen it all in the papers, Dr. Shine again. And there was
this
a number
is 16 years after you'd been assaulted.
Yeah. I seen it in the papers, Dr. Shine. It's a number in the papers. What? This Dr. Shine. And I sat in the chair and said, if I went down and gave my story, I'd be helping someone that happened to me.
Mm.
So I decided that evening I'd go down to the Garda station and make a complaint against them.
Okay.
Young Garda was there and she brought me in and she made me a cup of tea. She told me the investigating officer was out at the moment, but he'd be back shortly. So with that, I had a cup of tea, a chat with the guard, and the investigating officer came in and he took my statement.
Mm.
Before he took the statement, he looked at me as I knew him. I walked alongside him. He said to me, "Why are you doing coming after all these years? What were you getting? Well, I just said, "I've seen it in the papers," I said, "what's had to happen to other people, and if I think my case can help someone that happened to me."
Mm. Just put it in perspective. Why did you think that? Michael Shine was still working as a doctor.
Yeah.
He was still in
the Lord's Hospital. Yeah.
In 2003.
Three.
He was there for another 5 years, wasn't
yeah.
he? And you thought, if he did that to me, maybe he's doing it to others. You were reading about others in the paper.
He was had to be up in court and got off. He was had to be cleared in court.
Yeah. And he continued to work in the hospital then for 5 years until 2008.
Another 5 years.
Okay. So what happened with your complaint? The guard said to you, "Why are you coming here 16 years after it?"
Yeah. Why are you doing coming here? Why didn't you come when it happened?
Mm.
Well, I said, well, I spoke to my solicitor about it and he told me to forget about it. And he said, it's my word against his. He said, you're having a hope, he said. No one's going to believe you over Dr. Shine.
Mm.
So if I was you, he said I'd move on and leave it. So I did. So the guard took me statement, and anyway, two guards. And he said to me after he took me statement, he said, I'll drop you home. He said, you look a bit upset. I said, I am very upset, I said. He said, Dr. Shine's a very personal friend of mine, he says. And I find it hard to believe, he says. But he said, I'll go and see him tomorrow. And I'll charge him, he said. And I'll get back to you.
Hmm.
So he dropped me at the house and I said, thank you, and I got out of the car. He came back to my house a week later and told me that he charged Dr. Shine. Dr. Shine said he never heard of me. I was never in his office. He hasn't a clue what I'm on about. Now this guard said to me, you have to put yourself in his office. Because Shine said he never heard of you. And it's a personal friend of mine you're making this allegation against, he said to me. So I'll be back in a couple of weeks and you have all your evidence together. Right, says I'll do that. Everywhere I went, the guard told me that there was no hospital files. He looked, there was no files there. The solicitor said it was too far back. He hadn't got me on record and file ever sending me to Shine. So every door I turned to, I even rang my employment to see if they had a record of their solicitor sending me to Shine. And then it was too far back. There was no records of me anywhere. No hospital records. So I had to say, right, I've no proof. What can I do?
Well, not surprising. It's 16 years later.
Yeah, 16 years later. Everywhere I went.
Mm. Yeah, and 2003. I mean, we weren't living in the world we're living in now with emails and all that stuff that you could... Yeah.
Mm. So the guard came back out a few weeks and I told him I had no evidence. I was looking at him. My mama said, and I just need more time. He said, I'll be back in a week, he said. If you haven't got evidence, he said, I want you to write a letter of apology to Dr. Shine.
A what?
A letter of apology.
This is the investigating Garda who said that to you.
He said, for the stress you put him through. He's a personal friend of mine. He also said again, he's very, very upset and he can't believe you're making this complaint against him. I'll be back in a week's time, he said, and have a letter ready. I had a chat and I didn't know what... I said, well, what's happening here? I said, I have to apologise. I had been sexually abused. I have to apologise to him. Oh, I said, I don't know what I'm going to do with this. He rings back, he comes back a week later. I said, I won't be apologising. I said, but I will withdraw my complaint. What do I do with it? Just put my name on it and send it to Drogheda Garda Station. And that'll be the end of it. As soon as he walked away from the door, I sat down. My brother filled in the letter. I went over it and posted it 10 minutes later. End of. He came back a week later and said, I gave your letter to Mr. Shine. He sent his regards. He said, have a nice day and the best of luck to you. And he walked down the steps.
Can you remember how you felt?
I thought there was a person in seeing me man wasn't well, a friend. And when I walked in, he said to me, you look like you've seen a ghost. You're very pale. You look like you've just seen a ghost. And I just blessed myself and sat down and said nothing. And then I went off on my own upstairs to a little room and it broke down for a few minutes. Then I said, right, that's the end of.
It was an atrocious thing to ask you to do and put you through.
Yeah. He said that...
Abuse on top of abuse.
Abuse on top of abuse. It felt like the guard treated me worse than Shine. He said, when he told me he was a personal friend of his, it was like getting a slap in the face. I felt like Shine was sitting beside him, taking the interview. I said, what's happening here? I said, he's your personal friend, I said. He sexually abused me. And you're calling me a liar that it never happened.
My God.
You're saying to me that Shine's very upset and he wants me to apologise to him.
My God.
I refused to apologise. I told him, I said, you're a guard, I'll do what you're telling me to do, I have to. You said you'll prosecute me if I don't. So I wrote, my brother wrote a letter and he came back and said he delivered the letter to Mr. Shine. Mr. Shine, send his regards and have a nice day. And he walked away. And I moved on and said, that's the end of them. Forget about the lot of them.